Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
He dropped his price target for Wilma International just recently, a couple of days ago, I think. Nirgunan Tiruchelvam, Head of Consumer and Internet at Aletheia Capital, joining me now. We know that attacks on shipping vessels by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea shipping lane, this is a really crucial lane, those attacks have disrupted shipping in the Suez Canal, which we know is the fastest sea route between Asia and Europe. What does this all mean for commodities? To what extent will we see chaotic impact on commodities to what's happening in the Red Sea? Let's put this question to Nirgunan Tiruchelvam. First up, good morning, Nirgunan. Let's have Nirgunan on air with us first. That would be great. Nirgunan, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Fantastic. Yes, good morning. All right, Nirgunan, let's get the fundamental thesis. What do you think could be the impact on commodities from this chaos in the Red Sea?
Well, the impact on commodities would be one where commodity prices could go up. Container shipping through the Red Sea has dropped by nearly one-third this year. This is quite a serious development. And the events of the last few days where the attacks have intensified and there appears to be a wider conflict brewing in the Middle East where Iran and the United States would be possibly fighting a proxy war, we could see the Red Sea traffic fall even further. The implications of the Red Sea attacks are that commodity prices could go up because the shipping times could be lengthened and we could see distortions in the supply of many commodities.
You do say there are a range of factors that could influence commodity prices, right? That could dilute the impact of Red Sea disruptions. But you think that this is a key choke point for maritime trade. Can you share with me a little bit more about why you dropped your price target for Wilma?
Well, you need to look at the companies on a specific basis. Just because commodity prices go up, it doesn't mean that this time round, the commodity traders and the commodity producers would benefit. Many commodity players, including Wilma, have some specific issues, namely that their debt levels are very elevated. In the case of Wilma, the net debt is almost twice its market cap. It's one of the most indebted companies on the SGX. Hence, investors may start focusing on the specific issues that companies such as Wilma and the other commodity traders are facing.
Okay, so the increased tension clearly poses supply risk for commodity markets. We've covered that. Which markets do you see as being the most vulnerable, though? Would it be the energy markets?
I would say it's the food commodity markets, the food and agricultural commodities. In addition to the Red Sea issue, we have the high possibility or probability of El Nino. When El Nino takes place, the supply of many key commodities, including palm oil, is disrupted, and that could cause a spike. And we've seen this on four or five occasions over the last 20 years, where El Nino, combined with other supply issues, such as Red Sea, can cause a huge upsurge in the price of key food items.
So the broader climate backdrop remaining challenging for commodities. Do you see any particular commodity counters that might actually be benefiting from what we're seeing?
Well, the palm oil stocks may benefit because palm oil is a key commodity in this region, and if the supply constraints take place, we could see the palm oil producers such as Golden Agri, IOI, KLK, First Resources and so on do very well. But from the consumer's perspective, people in Singapore need to brace for the possibility that your chicken rice could go up in price.
Chicken rice has gone up in price, Nirgunan. It was $3.20. Now it's $4.50. $3.20 last year.
Well, I don't track it as closely as you because I'm a vegetarian, but I'm sure it has.
So basically, you're telling us tighten our belts and expect more food price increases.
That's correct.
Oh my goodness, Nirgunan. I was hungry, now I've lost my appetite, but thank you so much for joining us. As always, so informative. That's Nirgunan Tiruchelvam, who is the Head of Consumer and Internet at Aletheia Capital Equity Research. This is Money and Me. I am Michelle Martin.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.